Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. On this episode, Gary and Sarah have their big wedding.
Oh, I love it. Finally, the Movie Plot Torture twist. Wedding. The first one.
Welcome to our February month, love month, rom-com.
We're having the reception in the studio.
Yeah.
Hannah brought some day-old Dunkin' Bites.
Hey, you don't like it? Bring your own.
Those are as good as the day-of bites. Well, we're back again in studio, and I'm here with the co-host with the mostest, and that's Mr. Brad.
What's going on, Raj? I'm still recovering from my sickness, but I think I can make it through this podcast.
Yeah.
Because I love this podcast.
Don't.
I do. I love it. I love it. You know, I love it as much as Gary loves day-old Dunkin' Bites.
Yeah. And to get married.
It's really cute when him and Sarah share one together. It's the same like where they each, like one Gary has in his mouth and he reaches over and she takes a bite out of it.
They do the old lock arm thing, you know, where they cross arms and they feed
each
other.
They gotta lock everything if they're both biting the same donut.
And then they get mad at each other because one eats the donut too fast. They're trying to like...
like it's me. Little I ate the gerbil. Donut too fast.
Yeah, Gary's like a gerbil and he just...
You took a bigger bite than me. That's what I'd be fighting about.
Yeah.
Or you took three quarters.
I want to... When are you bringing her back to church? Because I haven't met her
yet. When are you bringing her to the podcast? Because I'll never get to meet her.
Yeah, Hannah wants to meet... She wants to meet... wife number four.
Just make it happen. No promises, but make it happen.
No promises. Make it happen.
Well,
I'll see what I can do.
Producer Gary is here in his Hawaiian tux. Because what better way to get married than Hawaiian tux?
And his lay. Yeah. He's got the lay on.
He's got the lay on.
Like that?
She's got the hula skirt. She's ready to get married Hawaiian style.
I was going to say, she's not, don't make it sound like she's here. It's going to be
she's not here yet.
Yeah, but she will be wearing the Hawaiian hula skirt.
Right now, he's got a cardboard cutout of her wearing the
He carries that cutout everywhere he goes, Hannah. He puts it in his car.
Back seat.
No, he puts it in his front seat so people think she's with him all the time. And they'll blow the horn and be like, "What's up, Gary and Sarah?"
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry for
you make it sound like they have a megaphone on their car? What is this, like Ghostbusters? She's like, yes. No.
Hello, Gary. And he's like, hey.
That's so weird.
Yeah, you remember when people used to have those things like that? Yeah.
That was
the thing where you could press the button and it would play like the Dukes of Hazzard theme and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
My grandfather had one of those.
See, I always wanted a horn like that and in my car. I don't know how you would.
Yeah. So, why did they stop making horns make those funny noises? Like, I know I've heard noises that, like, an RV, you know, does the. How do I do it? Like, I can't think it. Like, I can't think how it goes. I know it has a very. Or something like that.
They do that song on there?
You'd have to be Mexican to have that, though.
Well, I thought they had horns that do that, don't they?
I don't know.
Is that just in movies?
Maybe. Everything's gotten boring, but you can...
Stuff like that.
My brothers used to rig stuff like that on their little pocket rockets.
Is that cancelable, though, if you have that ring? If you have that horn now, will you get canceled for that?
The Mexican one?
That's not the Mexican one. That's Dixie.
Are you asking about the Mexican one or are you asking about that one? Oh, probably. Yeah, you would if you hang around liberals.
I don't think that can't be that bad. I don't even.
That's like saying the Confederate flag isn't that bad. They would cancel you.
Yeah. But. Nah.
Quick story. My high school ring. I had the Confederate flag as my, like, you know, gemstone or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of my brothers would have done that.
My girlfriend lost it. The high
you
school
You had the Confederate flag as your gemstone?
Rude.
Yeah, because I went to West Met. I mean, Red Necklenburg. I mean, that's what.
Well.
And I was a guy who, I mean, I wasn't. it was kind of one of those ironic things. Like, you know, you wouldn't expect that to be. On there, and I'm glad I don't have that ring anymore, so it's good. So,
well, as a young lad, when I was 4, 5 years old, Dukes of Hazzard was my favorite show of all time. I watched it every day. And my birthday cake is a Confederate flag, like on top of the General Lee. So, I mean, now it would look like I was, but
you couldn't have that cake at a NASCAR race.
Can't have that now. I keep reading they might reboot Dukes of Hazzard in some way, but I don't know how they could, because if they're going to take the rebel flag off the General Lee, the General Lee itself, the name, the General Lee, is a Confederate general.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no way to do it. And
they would PC really, it up so
they
much.
Would ruin it.
Yeah. It to
just
me,
like everything that they've tried to bring back.
Now, I've tried watching Dukes of Hazzard now. Mm-hmm. I can't watch. It's terrible. But when you're a boy and you're watching that General Lee jump the lake, and they're going, woo-ha! And they're landing, and Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane's like, and he's trying to get the Duke boys. Man, I love it.
That in all actuality, that area, Hazzard County, like in Kentucky, where it's at, is still one of the most racial areas in the country.
I thought they were in Georgia.
No, it's in Kentucky. And one of the when I worked for AmeriGas, we had that was part per my region, and we would not send an African American driver into that area because of how he would be received. So still that way, still now today. Kind of blows your mind, but
yeah,
I mean that's the true hills of Kentucky kind of.
Now what y'all don't know is Gary has this as his horn because he blew it at me when he had his cutout of his girlfriend. Look who got at it. Gary
What are we doing? Oh, we're doing a movie podcast.
Yeah, we're sitting here. But I did want to say, Gary does have like the old hook up in his car where she's on the cardboard, but he has the string. So when he drives by, he pulls the string and she goes.
He's home alone in it in his car.
And we're like, is she real?
Drive alone.
She is real. I have met her. She's awesome. But she can't always be around Gary, so he keeps a. Mm-hmm. But she keeps a camera in there, so she's always watching him.
Oh, look at Gary!
You're getting too close to home, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what to
did
do.
You,
with that,
did you introduce our other studio?
We do members? Have the First Lady Movie Torture here. As always, we're so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Gary told me before you got here how excited he was that you were coming tonight.
Aw.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
That's actually true, just for the record. I think I actually said that.
I thought he was joking.
No, that was a joke. That's the thing, Brad. You say jokes and people are like, is that true? People listen to this podcast and are like, you really do that? No. Like, did he actually say yes? Yeah, whatever.
I like that I can say things and it sounds so real, though.
It's scary. That's scary.
That's called lying.
Yeah, it's scary.
We've been over this before.
That's not a great.
You're in rare form today because you're hyped up on cold meds. So.
Oh man, I haven't had any medicine today, so I'm. Oh. Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit. Roger, what movie are we doing today?
We're doing The Big Wedding.
Ooh.
The movie was released in 2013, and April 26, 2013. The budget, like the other movie we've done so far, is $35 million. The box office was 46.5.
Good for them.
So, the backup plan made more money than
that
this
movie. That is tragic to me.
That is so tragic. I can't even.
That's not right.
Nah.
Well, one of the things that I didn't mention, I saw in my research, that the backup plan did like 40, close to 40 something million. And like DVD sales when it went to
that's on top of everything else it grossed.
Yeah, and
makes it worse, Anna.
It was
it makes sense that it's on DVDs. For whatever reason, I feel like rom-coms sell really well on DVDs.
it would have been the
they had to package it with it a lot of other crap movies.
It would have been the number one release that week had it not been for Lost coming out on DVD. So
Lost.
You remember the TV show Lost?
Yeah.
Lost. Oh yeah.
They bought Lost over the backup plan?
Yeah. Well, you know, people were kind of crazy when Lost was out. That was everybody was watching that show.
What about this movie though? Like
okay.
What do we have on this one?
Do you think most of these movies are like $5 Walmart bin movies?
100%. First off, I don't know who buys DVDs anymore, Gary, because I don't have a DVD player at my house. So they could say I could buy the backup plan for 49 cents, and I'd be like,
what? You can play them in your Xbox, though.
Xbox, or like, can you play it on a Blu-ray, too? Or can a
Blu-ray still thing. You can still buy DVD players, but we just play them on our Xbox. I still have a whole bunch of DVDs.
Okay, can I play it on the PlayStation? We have a PlayStation 5.
I don't know. I'm not a peasant, so. Just kidding.
Probably. I mean, you probably can.
You don't. You have people just act out games for you. You're like Grand Theft Auto, and the guys show up, and they go.
Oh, yes. Guys just show up for me at my beck and call. Yeah.
A guy comes and takes your car. It's like, there we go.
We're not speaking that. I just got a new car. I'd like you to stay with me for a while.
She's like, Grand Theft Auto. Okay, let's go.
I mean, it did happen a few months. Some woman just ran into me.
That's terrible. I'm glad you're okay, though.
Yeah, there's nothing about the DVD release for this one.
Is there anything about this movie that? But I will say this movie star powered.
Oh yeah,
yes,
up like, and down.
It was stacked
for $35 million. They got their money's worth with the celebrities in this movie.
Yeah,
in my humble opinion.
Your humble opinion? Yeah, I mean, agree.
This movie doesn't lack Academy Award nominated
and attractive women. There's definitely some attractive women in this movie.
I feel like there's way more attractive guys than there are attractive women, if I'm being honest.
In this movie?
Yes.
Okay, first off, Heigl was not attractive in this movie.
Who was that?
Her hair was terrible in this movie. She had a terrible hair job.
Wait, who was?
Katherine Heigl?
Oh, yeah, no, was not a fan of her hair in this one. No. It was a grandma hairstyle.
I thought she was a lesbian at first. I thought she was. I was like, okay, they're going to, because they always have one character, you know, in the
this
family.
This was 2013, though.
That was only 11 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it was as big a thing back then to be like, okay, we have to include one gay person and one, you know, fill
okay,
out
but
our
this movie's made today.
Yeah.
One of those family members.
Yes, 100%.
She's broke up with her fiance who was.
They were married.
No.
There was a wedding picture of them. On the mantle.
You mean she just left her husband? How did I miss this?
They had been continuously fighting, and she knew that he couldn't keep doing that. And he said horrible things, so she left. I watched this twice, actually. I didn't realize that they were actually married until the second time when they removed they were looking at the picture on the mantle.
Why did you watch this twice?
Well, the first time I didn't take notes. And I actually liked this movie. So then I watched it again on the way here today, and took notes.
Wow.
And
Hannah, you are a gold star torture employee.
I put in some effort.
Yeah, wow. Anything else, Roger, about this movie?
Yeah, like you said, the cast was great.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get to him. Mm-hmm. How many Academy Award nomination actors?
A couple of old fart ladies that we've had in other movies. You know,
there was a Jane Fonda reference. She wasn't in the movie, but.
Yeah. Keaton has been in a handful of movies of ours.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite actresses, Amanda Seyfried. I don't know how you say her last name.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that, but.
Yeah. She's good in a lot of the stuff she does. And then the temptress of Topher Grace was very attractive as well.
Yeah, she was very attractive.
She was hot.
10 out of 10.
She was hot.
Ben Barnes.
I was trying to figure out where he's been in.
Prince Caspian. The Prince Caspian.
Okay, I didn't know that. He's been in, has he not been in a?
He's one of the guys in The Punisher.
Was he also in a Blake Lively movie? Was he in The Age of Adeline?
No. Nope, he was not. I loved that movie. No, he was
not.
That
was a good movie. Yes, Gary.
What was that one about?
Age of Adeline.
Isn't that where she like ages?
So she has a car accident and like goes into the water and lightning strikes the water. Stuff happens in her body and she stops aging. So she has a daughter who in the end is like in her 80s or something. Meanwhile, she still looks like she's very young. Gotcha. And so she can't marry because that would, like, she would have to outlive her husband every time. She finally meets a guy, falls in love, super sweet, whatever. Actually kind of creepy though, because she also, the guy that she falls in love with, she used to be with his dad, but then had to break up with him because she couldn't age. But then in the end, another accident happens, her body restarts, she's able to age and get married and live happily ever after. But it's a really good movie.
Okay. I feel like I've heard of it, but yeah.
The Barnes guy was in Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, Prince Caspian.
Yeah, and he, TV-wise.
That's where I saw him. The Punisher.
Yeah, Punisher.
That was really, he was really good in The Punisher.
Westworld.
See, I didn't see The Punisher. I saw Daredevil, which is where he showed up first.
He has a lot. I didn't realize he's been in so many. I need to watch more of his movies.
He's done a lot of stage stuff, too, looks like. Some musicals. And
he's just so handsome. I just.
Well, he's also done music.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a discography.
Yeah. He's 41. I didn't realize he does not look that old.
He's old, man.
Not in this movie, obviously, but he's 31. He's like your age.
He's younger than me. I'll be 45 this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Getting up there.
I know. Start getting the AARP points pretty soon. Anything else, Raj, on this movie before I do a synopsis?
Go ahead and do your minute.
Okay, so Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton, straight from, what's that movie that you like? The
Book Club?
The Book Club.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, straight from Father of the Bride. She looks like she was in Father of the Bride. That's how she looked. Get together for a wedding. She sneaks in his house, which is weird to me. She hadn't seen him in like a decade.
But that used to be her house.
But still. But still.
She knew where the hidden key was.
Yeah, but still. And their adopted son is getting married to Mama Mia. And
Robert De Niro has a different wife.
No, not a wife. Girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
Kitty. Isn't it Kitty?
No.
Pookie, what is it?
BB.
That's BB?
I was going to say, that's a weird name to give an actual person.
Anyway.
Is it?
So they all come together, but bad thing is they adopted this kid from a commercial.
That wasn't the bad thing.
No, that's bad thing is the mom still thinks Diane Keaton and him are together. So she shows up and they got to pretend to be together. So they take it full on, man. They sleep together. They do it all. Like,
that wasn't part of their pretending. They just made a dumb decision.
Yeah. So then their kids, one's a virgin. The other one is...
very handsome.
Very handsome.
They're both very handsome.
And the other one is what I thought was a lesbian, but not. And she comes in. She's throwing up all the time. Obviously, she's pregnant.
I didn't catch that. I thought
I knew it immediately.
I thought she was either... At first, I thought she was just disgusted by the babies.
No,
and then I thought once I found out she couldn't have kids, I was like, she just can't, literally cannot stomach the fact that she can't have babies, so she can't be around them.
Yeah. So they come together for this big wedding, which turns out to be a quick one because they ruin everything. Like, everything goes to disaster mode.
Hilarious.
And at the end, that's basically it. It's just a big wedding. They have a fun time. They get together. Her husband, lesbian girl's husband, shows back up. And he's like, I love you, you love me, blah, blah, blah.
He was ugly. She is so out of his league. I'm so disappointed that that's who they chose to be her husband.
Well, it's like they had to cast somebody.
There's so many people in the world. Millions of them.
That's the big wedding. De Niro has long hair. He's an artist.
He tries to be an artist.
Yeah.
He's sober, so he doesn't do well when he's sober.
Robin Williams was in this
movie? Oh, yeah. Robin Williams was...
He made this movie.
Was...
my absolute favorite part of the whole movie was Robin Williams being the Catholic priest.
Yeah. he was the same kind of priest he was in The License to Wed.
I haven't seen that.
Mandy Moore and John Krasinski from 2007.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was a priest again. And I think this movie dropped right before he died.
No, there
like
was
there
a
year
was,
before. It's one of his last movies, right?
No, he did. I just checked that. He'd done like six or seven after that.
He did?
There were small parts.
This movie came out in 2013. He died in 2014. So this movie came out a year before he died.
Hold on. Let me go.
So this is a fresh movie.
Never thought Robin Williams would end up being talked about on this podcast, to be honest.
I mean, he's done some bad movies. We could probably pull another Robin Williams movie in here.
No, we can't. Talk, no, we're not doing that.
We can talk Flubber.
No, that was a good movie in my childhood. We're not doing this to Robin Williams.
We could talk What Dreams May Come.
I've never even heard of any of these.
We could talk 1 Hour Photo, where he plays the creepy dude that develops photo and he's a bad guy.
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, that's not a bad
first TV show.
Robin Williams. Okay, I just want to say this right now. Me and Movie Torture Dad have had this discussion.
Oh boy.
There will never be another Robin Williams.
Agreed.
No. There's nobody today.
No.
The kids today will not know Robin. My son will not know Robin Williams.
He can.
He did.
He can, but there'll not be a current one out now that can win an Academy Award for being a great dramatic actor and then be Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, he's eventually going to, as he grows up, he's eventually going to watch movies like the one with Ben Affleck and
Good Will Hunting.
He'll see him in some good movies once he...
He was an incredible actor.
He did three movies in 2013. He did four in 2014, and one was released, you know, after he passed. There was another one that was released out. He did a voiceover for absolutely anything. It's like a dog. And he, just this past year, his voice was used in Once Upon a Studio.
Oh, what? I watched that. That was great.
Yeah, which I get. I mean, that movie must have been recorded like 9 years ago to use
his voice. So they record it now. I read what they did. It's basically, it was a 7-minute short on Disney's 100th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the guys leave, and then all the cartoons come to life inside the studio. So all these actors revoiced their, and they took cut footage of him from Aladdin when he played Jafar, which, best villain ever. He did the best villain voice, or not villain, but best
genie. He was the genie. He was the genie.
Best genie ever. Like, he was the best Disney voice, I think, of all time. Funny,
he was really good.
And they chopped it up and made it for this, so we got to hear him come back to life again. That's which really was sweet. Really an honor if you're a Robin Williams fan.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that I watched it just to hear his voice. I was like, I want to hear Robin Williams again.
Aww.
Do something. Because he was funny to me growing up. And
I feel like actually a decent person, too. Like,
yeah. He was. He was married. I read a story about him that he did not live in a gated community. He lived in a normal neighborhood, and he would walk the dog every day, like just in a neighborhood. Like he wasn't in a rich neighborhood, but he just would walk his dog. He's very down to earth. But he had Lewy body dementia, which his brain was failing him, and that's why he ended up killing himself.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he had Lewy body dementia.
That's sad.
And he had been diagnosed with that. So he was losing, he couldn't remember stuff anymore, and he was having trouble acting, and he didn't want to become that person.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
But he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Best Robin Williams movie. What is it, Rod?
Serious Good Will Hunting, comedy. Miss Doubtfire would probably be that. It's probably the one that sticks in my head.
I thought he was good in RV. Like, I remember watching that one as a child.
Yeah.
Was pretty funny.
As a child.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking, like, it came out. I feel like I was old when it came out.
Came out in 2006. That and, like,
Flubber. I liked him in Night Museum.
Yeah, he was.
And obviously Aladdin, but. I watch the children's movies.
Aladdin is good.
We watched Flubber a lot. I had that on VHS. It was good.
Patch Adams was good, where he plays the doctor in the entertains dying children.
Yeah, I don't know if I saw that one all the way through, but
that was a good one.
Good Morning Vietnam.
That was a good one.
Popeye. He was Popeye.
Yeah.
We're forgetting
Oh, Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society. That's the.
Yeah.
He was a really good. It's to think about a guy that was just like off the wall crazy all the time. He could throttle it back and be such a good, like, steady actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no comedian today that has the chops he has to be able to do stand up and get on and do
and improvise.
And improvise, I mean, things. Like, my dad always said he annoyed him when he'd come on, like, Carson, because he was so obnoxious and he would be so dumb he'd do all the voices. Mm-hmm. But, like, you don't see that anymore, though.
Yeah.
Like, back then he killed it, man.
Patch Adams was real good.
Yeah, Patch was really good. Insomnia. You should watch this movie.
Okay.
It's, who's the guy that made Tenet and Oppenheimer?
Oh.
Nolan.
It's a Christopher Nolan movie.
Okay.
Insomnia, Al Pacino, I think it has Hilary Swank and Robin Williams. Robin Williams plays a killer, serial killer, in Alaska where it's daylight 24 hours a day. Hmm. The whole movie's bright. But the times keep changing.
Yeah.
You should watch that movie. Thrilling. He plays a mystery. Really creepy dude. Hmm. Christopher Nolan, by the way.
Why is that 92% on Rotten Tomatoes?
What, it does?
Yeah.
What does?
Insomnia. Hmm.
Christopher Nolan, I think he also made Memento. Have you ever seen that movie?
Mm-mm. It sounds familiar.
I went and saw it at the theater. Did he make Memento?
Christopher Nolan?
This is a Gary movie. I love how we're talking about everything but Big Wedding. Christopher Nolan made Memento, where this guy named Leonard can't remember anything past like 5 minutes. So he tattoos his whole body, like where to go, where he lives, how to do things. It's and the whole movie basically is in reverse. Like you're watching it and you're seeing things as he's patching it. It's such a great movie.
You gotta do that for Gary.
That's what I'm saying. It's a Gary movie.
That makes it sound like the backwards Hangover. It's like a consistent.
But it's not a comedy. It's like a thriller. You're trying to figure out like
what he did and what he's doing. And
who's looking out for, because he has people that like look out for him, but are they really looking out for him? Mm. And you feel sorry for him because he can't remember things.
He's got
a brain disorder.
I was going to say.
Stuff like that makes me so sad. Like,
oh, but it's a great movie. I think it's Christopher Nolan's first movie.
Well, I was going to say, was this going to... I feel like this sounds like it would turn into one of those twists where someone's, like, messing with him, where they're, like, you know, catching him and erasing his memory every morning, like they did with...
They kind of do that. They tell him what he needs to hear, and they're helping...
With the...
Yeah.
Like they did in Hypnotic.
It's got Joey Pants. Joey Pantolano from Matrix.
Joey Pantolones?
Yeah, Joey Pantolones. Anyway, Big Wedding. Let's get back to this stupid wedding movie here.
Oh, that was a pretty long tangent.
That was a very long Robin Williams tangent. So, they're having a big... Robert De Niro, filthy rich. How does he make money? Does he sell his inappropriate erotic art?
He sold sculptures, and he was good at it when he was drinking. In this movie, he had been sober for 3 years, so he sucked at it. But that was how they built that massive house. They planted the tree with the acorn, and then they built the basic house, and then every time he sold a sculpture, they added onto the house, and then it turned into this big, beautiful family home.
It's a very nice house.
It is very nice.
I don't think if
doesn't Kristen look like it was added on piece I by divorced, piece. But, mm-hmm.
Which would kill me. If I came back to my house at this one, I don't think I would walk in after 10 years of not seeing Kristen. I feel like I would knock on the door and wait. I feel like it'd be disrespectful to her husband.
Well, like, in her mind also, though, she's coming from out of town. Where else is she going to go? As far as she knows, there's no one in the house. They know that she's coming.
And wait.
I mean, if it was like if I knew where the key was and I knew they were expecting me and I knew I was staying at the house with them, I'd go in.
But I will say, Robert De Niro and her, good parents.
Yeah.
Like, they love their kids.
Yeah.
And I think he even said adopting him was probably the best thing we've ever done. You know, we did a lot of bad things together as a married couple, but adopting him was one of the best things we ever did. I don't think Katherine Heigl likes him too much.
No, they're the same personality, so they clash.
Yeah, but you genuinely get that they love their children.
Yeah. She couldn't feel that because when she said it at one point in the movie, like, when you left, you didn't just divorce Mom, you divorced me too. And then Catherine had to pick sides between the parents, and so then that started the rift between her and her dad.
Yeah. But it was, you could still feel like he still loved them.
Yeah.
Like, he was so excited they were all there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a De Niro fan.
Really?
You can still be, you can still love your kids, but be not too great at father. Though.
And he maybe he wasn't a good dad. He seemed like a good dad.
I mean, I think he did the best. I mean, all parents do is the best with what they know. But then kids come along and learn more. So then it's like.
But he's a terrible boyfriend.
Terrible husband. Terrible. Yeah. He's a cheater.
He's a terrible dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's a scoundrel.
He's a cheater. He's an alcoholic.
And she looks straight like she come from casting on Father of the Bride. Like, it looked like the Father of the Bride house inside.
It did, it looked like multiple houses Hollywood's used.
Yeah, it looked there. Like from it looked a little bit like the house from Something's Got to Give with her and Jack Nicholson.
In the house that Meryl Streep and
Alec Baldwin.
Yes, yeah.
In what was the name of that movie? Kristen loves this movie. Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin, Meryl Streep.
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Oh, my gosh. Hang on. Gary, will you look that up? Yeah. Nancy Myers is the director. I know that.
I wonder if we're related.
And it looked like the same house. It's like this house came from central casting of affluent, white, rich people.
Big, open kitchen with, you know.
It's complicated.
It's complicated, yes.
Yeah,
that's it. You ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Oh, Hannah. That's a great, you should watch It's Complicated. Basically, Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin are competing for Meryl Streep. I think Alec Baldwin's her ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
And Steve Martin's the new boyfriend. So
no, I've never seen this.
It's a good movie. You'll like it.
Yeah, it's really
but
good.
But the house looks like this house. It's this house on a lake. I mean, this is probably a $5 million home.
At least. In today's world.
I like their son's fiance's parents in this movie.
The racist people?
Well, I like him because he's from a movie that I liked as a child that we've got to do this movie on here. Have y'all ever seen the movie Bingo?
No.
Look it up. Look it up, Gary. Bingo. Oh, boy. He's in this movie, and Bingo, I used to watch from 1991. I would watch this movie all the time. I love it. So when I saw him, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the guy from Bingo. You see it?
I do see
it. It's a little dog.
Yeah.
Dog movie. It's like.
The cover's funny.
It's like a ripoff.
Oh, is this the villain from Home Alone?
It's like a ripoff of Benji. Yeah. It's a cheap version of Benji. But, you know, and the mom is Christine Ebersole. Is that right? She's funny. She was on a show called Sullivan and Son I used to watch. But anyway, it was funny. They were weird and, like, I would not want to be their friends.
In this movie? Yeah. She's just a horrible human being. Only thing she was worried about was having beige, bilingual grandkids.
I know. She didn't like that, did she?
No. She was hoping they'd call off the wedding.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
everything about her was fake. I love that they said, like, most of her face was now behind her ears.
She did come out of the closet at the end, though.
She did. She sure did. She came out. As did, like, everyone.
Everybody did?
All the crap came out of.
Oh,
yeah. They didn't all come out.
That was a good curveball when she had said that she had, you know, had an intercourse with the other female.
Well, no, she hadn't.
She hadn't, right?
No.
She said she had pleased one. Diane Keaton character.
No.
So
I don't think so. Right.
She said that Barry, her husband, would sometimes look the other way on her fetishes, and they're like, "What fetish?" And she said, and she looked at Diane Keaton. I think it was like, "Your wife, for example." And Robert De Niro was like, "Which one?" And she's like, "Both. They're equally delicious." Or like.
Well, that does kind of lead you to think, though.
No, they didn't do that with her. She was just saying like. I would do that with both of them.
Oh, I don't know. That. I think you take
Oh,
that.
She said she was interested in either BB or Ellie.
Yeah, like she was just saying she likes females, yeah. And either one would do.
Got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I can understand where Roger got that she'd actually done something. I get that.
So what about Topher Grace, who I like Topher Grace?
Yes. He's also so cute.
A virgin doctor.
The interaction between him and Katherine Heigl I thought was really good.
Oh, they had great chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah, the brother-sister yeah. thing, yeah.
That's yeah. funny. They had great chemistry. But he's a virgin doctor, and all the nurses hit on him, Gary. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, every nurse.
They're trying to take his virginity.
They all want to take that virginity from Topher Grace. And he's like,
I mean.
Why are you telling this to me?
Because you haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
I'm listening. Okay,
so he's just like.
Which is unrealistic in real life. There ain't no way he'd be a virgin. No.
I don't understand the family he grew up in, why he even wanted to be one.
Probably because he saw how jacked up his parents divorced because of cheating. I could very well see why he'd be like, you know, I'm just not going to go down that road.
Yeah.
I guess I could see that, yeah. He's a good actor.
He is.
Topher Grace, really good in the movie Traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever seen Traffic?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about his character and like, all right, so I'm going to reveal here. I was a virgin until I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So through college and stuff like that, you know, there were times that, like Topher Grace, like, if hanging out with other females and stuff like that, and, you know, they get all huggy and stuff with you, and not in a romantic kind of way, but just like, oh, you know, and it was just, it got to a certain point where it was just like, yeah, no, let's not, yeah, because, you know, like, get excited and stuff. I mean, it was just, you know, how your body is.
Look at Gary's face. Yeah.
So my kind of question is like.
He's saying, please take me away.
Yeah.
What's your question?
What's
Roger?
Your question?
He said, I need a Houdini's helper.
It's okay. What's up?
Trying to think of a good way to
ask. I'm scared a little bit.
I'm a little nervous.
If only Jonathan was here right now.
Like, have you ever had one of those moments where it was the wrong place to get excited?
Oh, so my gosh, Raj.
There's a lot
I'm
of
so
places.
Glad I don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a lot of places.
That's a lot of
like,
everywhere, Roger. Everywhere.
Most
I always hear the story
bedroom.
Of like you being in school and the teacher asks you to stand up when you're in like middle school. Mm. Is that a thing?
I don't know if the teacher ever asked me to stand up, but like they don't even. You don't always have to be standing up for people to be like, hey, what's
yes,
going on
but
there? Anyway.
Yeah, I remember like. In college, the big thing, like, you know, we wore a lot of the Umbro shorts, you know, so if you, like, there were times when I was dating my ex-wife and a big group of us would go to the Hull House in Clemson, and I remember, like, if I was sitting beside her and she just laid her hand on my leg, it was like, yeah, we're not getting up from this table for...
That's a dangerous move. I would say that is
yeah.
somewhat
that's a
of a dangerous,
dangerous
move.
Not it wasn't even again wasn't even romantic or you know sexual mm-hmm. or anything. It was just you know.
That's why I don't wear.
You can't
sweatpants.
Hide much in those Umbro shorts. It's,
but that's why I
are
wear
Umbro
sweatpants.
Shorts like those real short shorts.
Kind of
yeah,
yeah.
Soccer shorts.
It had the white yeah soccer shorts.
Mm, okay yeah
yeah, they were the big thing in the early.
You just
late
can't
80s.
Wear sweatpants, Roger.
Yeah, sweatpants are dangerous, too.
Hannah knows about the sweatpant guy.
What?
At the movie theater.
What?
Didn't he have sweatpants?
You know, he was wearing jeans.
Oh,
that
I thought
made
you
it
said
worse.
He had sweatpants.
No.
Oh.
Hannah knows about that sweatpant guy.
He wasn't wearing sweatpants.
One of my most embarrassing moments, one of my best friends, we were roommates in college, lived off campus together. He ended up marrying, again, one of my really good friends. Her dad was our pastor here in Belmont. So, we were in the lobby and the girls' lobby was the big hangout place, you know, cause it was kind of big and that's just where everybody kind of went, you know, cause if you're a guy, that's where you went to, you know, the mm-hmm. chat with the girls and it just was like that. So, it was like high school weekend, and all these kids that we knew, like from high school, you know, that like either when we were traveling with summer ministry groups, stuff like that. It was a big hangout, and we were getting ready to go play basketball. Well, my buddy Derek always wore shorts underneath his sweatpants, and we were in that. You know, you know how it is, like that age in college, you know, like everybody's joking around. Well, the big thing was the pulled the pants down. I pantsed Derek in the middle of this room, and it was the one time he didn't have on shorts.
Oh, my gosh.
I was embarrassed as much as him, but my buddy Derek was like, he was just so great. He just slowly went down and slowly slid those sweatpants up just in Derek form, like in slow motion. But it was like, it was just, and that's been a story ever since, like, you know, who was more embarrassed, me or him, you know.
He doesn't sound like he was embarrassed.
No, he handled it much better. And I kind of ran off because I was embarrassed. I was like, oh, no, what did I do? So,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I still like a good pantsing. I pants in my house every now and then. I pants Kristen.
What?
Yeah. She's probably
like, so my brother, we used to do this all the time growing up.
Max too. He's an easy. He's
my
an
brothers
easy
did it to my mom one time, and
you
they.
Pantsed your mom?
I did not. My brothers did this to my mom, and they got in so much trouble. They
Wait,
were little.
In your house?
Yes.
Your mom got pantsed.
Yes.
I can't even imagine it. Y'all couldn't watch.
That it wasn't allowed or encouraged. They got in massive trouble. They were just boys being boys, and that's what we did to each other.
I just can't imagine a kid going, I'm not going to pull my mom's pants down.
Four boys. You don't know my brothers.
That's going to be fun. Let's see. And it's like, oh, my God.
They
gosh.
Also, like, crookied her one time. And that was not
they did what?
Good.
They did what?
You probably don't even know that
croquet
term.
Did you say croqueted her?
No.
Cricketed her?
No.
Are you talking like this? Anna.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
But they didn't go up. They just
they went in. We call that a credit check in our house. Like, like you run that card.
What?
A hard check.
Oh.
Yeah, you know? I don't usually do the behind. Like my big thing with Jordan was you know the nut popper kind of thing. And
I mean, I did that to my younger brother when we were fighting all the time. He'd get so mad.
The
at me.
Story, his one of his favorite stories to tell is. My mom, like, was when she was in the hospital for, like, the last few days before she passed away, he and I were riding up in the elevator, and I had, like, a rolled-up magazine or paper, and it was just me and him in the elevator, and I just went, door was getting ready to open, I just went, pop, and, like, he just, like, falling over like every, you know, 13, 14-year-old does, like, oh, Dad, I can't believe you did
oh,
that.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love a good nut.
And he's like, and he still tells it, and he makes sure to add the part that, you know, we're getting ready to go to my dying grandmother's room, you know, and Dad pops me in the nuts, you know. So.
That is pretty funny. I just can't imagine a boy, like, wanting to just go, like, into their mom's rear.
They thought it was the funniest thing. This
How
boys.
About, when they get in worse trouble, that or the pantsing? And when they pantsed, was it
They
like,
got in trouble over the pantsing. The other thing, my mom was just really mad at them.
Like, was it a pantsing where she had nothing, like no undies, or just full, or was it leave the
no.
undies? It was everything?
It was not everything.
Okay, good. I was like, well, that would be, no guy wants to see that with their mom.
No, that's why I don't understand why you'd pants your mom.
I don't either. Like, you almost pants
well,
your dad
young.
Every
they
year.
Did, they were younger. Little. They did it to each other all the time. Yeah. Like, little kids don't think like that. They're like, you're a person just like I am. I'm going to pants him. I'm going to pants you.
True, that is that well, here, is a good point.
Here's a funny thing.
We should bring pantsing back.
No.
Here's a
fake pantsing great again.
That's why I always wear a belt. I'm wearing a belt right now.
Yeah.
I always wear
Gary's
a belt.
Gary's always got his belt. That way nobody's pantsing Gary.
I didn't realize that's why I was wearing it, but
that's
I'm
why
ready
he wears
to
the Santa belt sometimes. He wears the bunny belt.
Bunny belt.
The bunny belt.
All right, so on the female version of this, uh-huh. My wife's family, her oh, and her boy. Sister, whenever they take pictures for different things. There's always the chance of a boob grab.
Oh.
Like
see,
right
I don't.
What?
I guess because I grew up with all boys, but I don't do that. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's normal for sisters.
It's kind of gross.
But,
you know, when I'm standing there taking a picture and my wife's grabbing my mother-in-law's boob, you know, to be funny.
I mean, my brothers and I would purple-nurple each other.
Oh, yeah.
See,
then I got older and they were like, they got in trouble. They couldn't do it to me anymore, but I still did it to them.
See, I have me and my sister, so we couldn't. There was no, like...
Good thing there's no good touchy.
Yeah, there's no like, oh, you're a
Once
guy,
we got older, my
this.
Parents tried to make the rule like we weren't supposed to touch each other, but we definitely...
Your family photos are like you doing this and her doing this. That's the...
God.
I would do wrestling moves on my sister, like, you know, suplexes into the bed and you name it. I was 5 years older than she was, so...
Oh, see, no, we did that. We kind of did that to my dad. We'd wrestle. My dad would, like, hold, you know, have my sister, and I'd be, like, trying to get her out or whatever until we hurt him, put him out of work for a while.
Now, I did take my sister and pin her down one time and fart on her face. Now, that's a power move.
Yeah.
Power move.
No, that's disgusting.
That's a power move. No, that's I was disgusting. Like, eat that fart.
I may have accidentally
That's stuff my brother would do.
May have accidentally farted on my sister's head once. I don't think I did it on purpose.
Accidentally? You did it on purpose.
I did not.
Accidentally fart on someone's head.
I did not know I had to
Gary,
fart.
When you spread your cheeks and do that to your sister.
I did not do that. But I did try to scare her one time, and she, like, kicked me in the chest, and it, like, hurt.
She kicked you in the chest? How?
Well,
how did she kick?
She was, see.
She's fucking ass.
She was sitting down. I think she was sitting down on, like, the bed, and I was, like, doing something to scare her, and she kicked me in the chest. Like,
well, I mean, you kind of asked for that one.
No, well, yeah. but the thing is, she.
At least it was the chest, not someplace else.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's true. If
yeah, that's where.
If it was one of my brothers, no, I'm going right there. You gonna try to scare me? I'm gonna hurt you.
That's when I stopped messing with my sister, when she realized that was a place that. Yeah,
it's very sensitive.
Yeah, a lot of pain. So.
Yeah,
but I would like give my sister like Tabasco sauce and say it was a new kind of ketchup.
we did that too. We poison each other's food. She put all kinds of crap in there.
She would wear these overalls, and I would take like if there were big roaches and stuff outside, I would drop it in that pocket. So she would be like running around like trying to shake it out. Ew. You know.
I do want to shout out our fine facilities here that we use to record the podcast. They finally cleaned out that roach from the bathroom.
They did?
Yes. It's been there for months.
We have a reed.
Oh, yeah. We forgot again,
man. We forgot our reed. Our reeds are going to quit. I have one right now. Are you ready for the reed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you tired of boring ceremonies? Want some laughs, not just pleasantries? We've got the solution. It's a quirky feast. Hire a fake priest, and the laughter will never cease. Hire a fake priest for a wedding, that's a blast. No more solemn vows, just hilarity that'll last. He'll bless your union with a touch of fun. Fake priest weddings, a party for everyone. He'll wear a collar, but his jokes are divine. With a Bible in hand, he'll make your guests shine. Forget tradition. It's time to amuse a fake priest wedding where laughter ensues. Confessions are a riot with tales absurd. He'll bless the rings with a goofy word. Your guests will take. We'll talk about it all for years. A fake priest wedding wiping away your fears. Hire a fake priest wedding to have a blast. Call us now. Make your event divine with a fake priest wedding. It's comedy time. Your marriage might be real, but the laughter's not fake. Hire a fake priest for a wedding that'll take the cake.
Written by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. As always, producer Gary's tried these products out. He just can't remember them. But we have photos from Gary's fake priest wedding.
We need to try to get some forget-me-not somethings for Gary.
We do.
Someone sponsor us?
Yeah, we need a sponsor for forget-me-nots.
See, I'm actually I'm supposed to be trying out for a campaign for dementia medicine.
Oh my god. This got really
Are you
sad.
Serious?
Young adult dementia.
Are you serious?
Hannah thought it was real. He got me.
I
knew he was. I knew he wasn't real because he would have talked to me about that.
I definitely didn't think y'all would. Yeah.
Okay.
Trying out for a young adult dementia. That's terrible.
I've seen you forget so many times where your car is parked after church.
I'm going to a secret lab. They're going to do experiments on me and a monkey.
Lab.
They've got this monkey. They've been training to memorize everything, and they're going to switch our brains.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna have monkey brain? Oh my gosh. Okay, back to this movie.
Yeah, what's the funniest wedding prank you've ever seen done like with a wedding party? Yeah. Like one of my buddies got married and we all put inside our jackets like Sports Illustrated like cover model pictures. We knew we couldn't do nudies because his dad was a pastor and he was standing right beside him up there. So, but we did like Sports Illustrated cover model. So as we walked down and got ready to turn, we'd open our jacket up.
That's genius.
That is good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I have not had any prank. I don't have a good prank.
I've only seen the when they do the first look and they'll have a random dude dressed in a white dress pretending to be her, and then he turns around all excited to see the bride, and then it's indeed not the bride. This is like his ugly best friend.
That's the only
thing I've seen.
That's a good one.
Why do they throw a garter at a wedding?
Oh, I caught
just
one of those.
It's
one
just
time.
Tradition. It's like throwing the bouquet or anything else.
I caught
the garter's for the guys. Yeah, well, yeah, the bouquet is for the girls.
Well, I got that, but
yeah,
I don't why because the like the stigma or the whatever with the bouquet is that the woman that's like that's who's gonna get married next.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
like the, same with the garter belt.
Yeah,
the garter belt's supposed to hook up with the girl who catches.
Yeah, but then Christian weddings cut out the garter piece because that's sinful. So then it became just we're just trying to marry off the girls, I guess. But
I caught a garter.
Wait, it's so you're supposed to marry whoever? What?
It's just a tradition it's thing, tradition. But the girl who catches the bouquet and the guy who get the garter, they're supposed to like dance together, get pictures together, whatever else.
And it's a boss move if you can catch it with your teeth. That's always a boss.
Well,
move.
You know what I did?
Yeah,
I caught the garter, then wore it as a headband rest of the
way. Of course you did. I fully believe that.
I was like, what's up?
You sounded just like... huh? Sounded just like that.
Yeah. I was many years younger, Gary. Many years younger. I was probably your age when I caught the garter.
I'm just seeing you look. I see the picture. You would look like Richard Simmons. You know.
Oh my gosh.
I just picture the youth group kids that would tie the ties around their head. That's what I picture.
That's
you looking
what I
like.
Yeah. Then I wore it. I would wear it out on dates. I'd put it around my.
You did not.
As my garter, and I'd tell girls, I got a garter belt on right now.
So who was your favorite character in this movie?
I mean, Ben Barnes,
I think,
Robin Williams.
I think if it's not Robin Williams, it's by far Ben Barnes' sister.
Catherine? Oh, no, the other. Of course it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
She had one goal when she first got there. She's like, I'm going
to
bed this guy. Yeah. But then his mom kind of threw some shade, threw some cold water on the fire.
She was like, she said, American girls aren't that open with their sexuality. I was like, really?
Yeah. But I do think, what's her name? Bebe?
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for her because she'd been with Robert De Niro, but now she's having to be the waitress.
She wasn't supposed to be there at all. She chose to come back. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then she said, we're going to cater.
I feel bad for her because she left when Robert and Diane were supposed to just be pretending, and then they actually slept together. That's when I felt bad for her.
Oh yeah, well,
did she find out? I can't remember.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, and because
he came in drunk.
And to me, the like blow that off, like, oh, I did it to you when you guys were married.
That's not
it's
believable.
Okay now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be some serious Jerry Springer kind of stuff kind of going on if that was.
I mean, if I had a house with Kristen and we were dating. And I had photos of Kristen all through the house like they do in a dog-shaped photo thing. And then I found out that Kristen slept with her ex-husband. I'd probably say, we're done.
Yeah.
I'll find me another woman.
Yeah.
You can go have.
But all again, with these rom-coms, all the man has to do is apologize, and the woman immediately takes him back. And I'm like, ugh. Gross.
How are you?
Cut him off.
But I do like the old people rom-coms. I do like when we get geriatric rom-com like this. Like, you know, you got the Robert De Niro. He's 95. And Diane Keaton is
he really 95?
Still.
No, he's not.
Still probably the most attractive book club member that we have.
Diane Keaton?
So I know you were going to say that. You always say that about her.
No.
You always
she's
say
not.
That.
And she, Roger agrees. I have a man backing
style.
Me up on that.
She brings the pantsuit up.
Yes, but that doesn't fix her face. She just.
It I'm nodding my head. You folks listening can't see, but I'm nodding my head.
She was good in this, Diane Keaton. She brings it in every movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah.
But I mean, the best Robin Williams. We needed more Robin Williams and less everybody else.
Yeah, every scene that he, most of the notes that I took were like quotes from the scenes that he was in. Actually, that's all that I took.
I think I took hardly any notes for this movie because I was sick when I was watching it.
Well, in the first scene when they're in the Catholic Church and Ben Barnes and What's-Her-Face are trying to get approval for him to marry them.
I wrote down what he said.
He was like, oh God, Robin Williams goes, yes.
and he goes, he says that in the very end, Robin Williams goes, well, hell it is then.
Yeah.
That was the best line.
He's like, matrimony should be kept sacred betwixt yourself and the church, of course. And then the kid is like, I guess we're going to hell then. He's like, all in God's time, my son.
All in God's time, my son. He goes, well, hell it is then.
Yeah, because they didn't want his kids raised in a Catholic church.
Yeah. And I like how, has Katherine Heigl never visited a hospital?
She did Grey's Anatomy. She lived in a hospital for years of her life.
Who in their right mind thinks you can pull a heater out and smoke in a hospital?
She was nervous.
You still can't do that. Like, you've got all these oxygen tanks running.
Not like, in that specific room, though. It was just the daddy waiting
room.
Kaboom. I'm a Duke kaboom. You know,
well, hell it is then, Katherine Heigl. That's going to be my new line. Well, hell it is then. Like, what are you doing? Well, hell it is then. Where are we going? We're going to Florida. Well, hell it is then.
Why was she at that hospital waiting room anyway? Like,
she was going to pick up her brother.
Oh, yeah, because he was at work.
But then she passed out and had a mild concussion and threw up on her dad. It was great.
Her brother basically was playing the character of the blue bug light that you see in like
the zapper.
And all the girls were just getting attracted to that.
Wait, I'm confused.
He was a buzz zapper.
Who? The dad?
Topher.
Oh, we switched people. Okay.
They were all drawn to his blue light, and then they were getting zapped because he wasn't wanting them.
Not exactly zapped, because he didn't shut them down, so they were just hovering.
That's how I was. When I was growing up, girls were like that. They would always be like, oh. I'd be like.
Right.
Right.
Not really.
Right.
Roger's looking at me like, yeah. Is there anything else about this movie? This movie was.
It was what?
We'll get to that.
I did like how Muffin's husband described when they were all, it came out that they'd all been basically sleeping with each other. They called it boinking. Boink. He was like, just because I boinked her, does it mean I have to boink Muffin?
I do think boink is a funny word.
Yeah, I like that word.
We should use that anytime we talk about that in movie torture. Boinking. They boinking?
They're probably boinking.
They're probably boinking. Roger, you have any reviews for this movie?
Sure. The film received largely negative reviews.
What?
The Big Wedding holds a 7% rating on Rotten Tomatoes on 112 reviews with an average of 3.2 out of 10. The website's critical consistency states the Big Wedding's all-star cast is stranded in a contrived, stained plot that features broad stabs at humor but few laughs. Another one said it's generally unfavorable reviews. One observer pointed out it was one of the worst of the year. It was a massive flop at the theaters.
No, wasn't they made money?
Yeah, but not double like the other one we did.
That should not have made money.
Another one said, I would rather gouge my eyes out with hot spoons.
Referencing the movie.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what he was talking about. I like to think it referred to the prospect of being forced to watch The Big Wedding. So.
Wow.
This is from Sass.
All right. She better bring it.
Wonderful movie for girls' night and margaritas. Highly recommend.
I mean, yeah.
Masha M says, laugh out loud funny. This movie started out slow. I almost stopped watching it 20 minutes in, but I'm glad I didn't.
It didn't start out slow.
I thought it was actually started out funny and then kind of. The movie got funnier and funnier. Great to watch as the plot gets twisted and very funny. Maureen Forrester says, great cast and nice funny storyline. B. Vila. I wonder if this is Bob Vila. He says, hilarious. I won't give away the plot nor give away some cool, funny scene from the movie, as others have. I'm sure. I love how you throw shade on everybody else. Like, we'll give a better review about it. I can only say that this was a funny as heck movie with some aging stars and up-and-coming stars that gel very well. I was glad to see De Niro. And although I think Williams was giving a part that was way too small for him, I agree.
Yeah.
I reckon this movie based solely on watching some great older stars getting better with age. So, if you want to simply escape the realities of life, just throw in you some mud pies, get some popcorn tea, and relax with this comedy.
Popcorn tea.
Popcorn and tea.
I was like, what?
This person says, liberal assault on American values, Christianity, and anything else.
Normal. Oh, my gosh. There's always that one. He come out
guns blazing, man.
Always that one. It's like, divorce is sinful.
Oh.
So, that's our Amazon 5 stars, Roger.
Okay.
What would Gary be in this movie?
The best friend of the virgin brother, I think.
Best friend of the virgin brother? Yeah. He'd be a good photographer.
Trying to fix him up the whole time. Like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you know, you ought to go over here and, you know, and take care of this chick over here.
I kind of see him as either two characters. One, the houseboy.
What's the house?
Where he just like cleans and stuff. He's always around the house, like wiping things up.
Boy. I just got called a house boy. I'm insulted.
Housekeeper.
Housekeeper.
House boy.
But I like to imagine him in this scene. Okay.
Sounds like I work for Cruella DeVille. Like that's my house boy.
That's the house boy. She's got that big cigarette.
I'll make him into a house coat later.
Okay. This is where I like to imagine Gary. I've thought about this. He's out there staining the pier.
Staining the pier.
While Topher and her come out there, and she's like trying to like move on him, and Gary's like, I'm over here, guys. And he's like trying to clean and like
I don't think he'd say anything. He'd just be there like with his mouth wide open, still polishing, just watching.
She strips and he's like and he's like sanded it down so much, like the wood is gone.
I think he could also be a photographer, and he just happens to photograph all of the worst moments, like when he's drunk, when everyone's finding out everyone boinked each other.
There needs to be a scene in a movie though where the photographer they look back and they're like, oh my gosh.
That could be an end credit scene when they're going through the wedding album.
It's like everything this guy, we paid him $10,000 for this. All he got was like the negative
horrible
stuff.
Shots.
I start never got anything
falling good. In the muffin lady tackling Robin Williams into the lake.
like the pants are unbuttoned, belly, food in the beard. And he looked.
Look, I can start posing with like the people that are passed out. Posing with people. Yeah,
I think that would be Gary, either the photographer or he's cleaning the deck, the pier, while he's watching that scene happen.
The only thing is, then we only get him in one scene.
No, he's like the houseboy though. He keeps showing up.
Housekeeper, groundskeeper. House.
When you
staff.
Were talking about staining, I my first thought was like, is that a new word for taking a leak? Like, he's staining the deck.
Oh my gosh!
What if he's trying to put the moves on?
No, what would be funny is if she was like super into him, and every chance she got, she was trying to go away to go talk to him, and then what's his face always intervened and was like, "Hey, why don't we go to my room?"
That would be the one that's the virgin, and yes. Gary's like the player, like he's like.
But Gary's quiet the whole time and never says anything. She's just going after him hard for whatever reason.
And every time she starts to come up, you see him go. God, and that Gary roll the eye look. Gary has that good roll. He's like changing the fire alarms.
It'd be funny if he was from someplace foreign and couldn't speak English.
Oh,
so every time she came over, he just like kind of smiled and waved like really innocently because he has no idea what's happening.
But BB, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Always has Gary, who's from like Kazakhstan, always cleaning with his shirt off in the house. So every time you see him, he's got no shirt on, but he's like cleaning the fire alarm. He's in the,
she just sits in the living room drinking her nasty tea, watching him.
Yeah, she's like, you can have your ex. I got Gary from Kazakhstan. Yeah, I love how we made Gary this. He's not pushing back. He's like, now I like being.
Yeah, he's like,
BB's
I'm digging it.
Boy.
I'm digging it. There isn't
know
a bad
if I like
role
the
for
term
you.
Houseboy.
Makes him wear some Daisy Duke cutoff shorts. Oh, and he's like,
gosh.
Now I'm thinking of her, Susan Sarandon, from the movie with Kevin Costner, the baseball
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. He'd be the pitcher the. That she hooked up with
Tim Robbins.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man,
that character.
Yeah, she married him in real life.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yeah. I just like the idea of Gary being a houseboy, cleaning stuff, can't speak
Gary,
English.
Gary, I would call you a housekeeper. I just want you to know.
Okay. Anyway, Roger, Hannah, movie torture movie gold.
Yes,
Hannah.
This is movie gold.
Well, I freaking watched it twice. So
I did watch it twice. I freaking love this movie. It is now in my top five favorite rom coms.
Wow.
Yeah.
As Owen Wilson would say,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I loved this movie. I thought it was great.
Roger?
That's bronze. It was in the middle. I didn't hate it, but, you know.
Better or worse than Backup Plan?
Oh, better than Backup
Plan. Okay.
Oh,
good.
Hannah.
I mean, I'm just making sure.
But he didn't mind Backup Plan.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. Yeah. I had to make sure.
It's a rom-com. Again, it's the same kind of stuff. Nothing really surprises you.
I thought this one had some cool twists in it.
It did. Yeah, a couple. Yeah.
You didn't see the bunny twist of her liking, having a fetish for the two women.
I didn't see any of the twists that happened at the end. Like, well, this whole ending just turned to chaos, and I loved it.
You know every bunny likes salad, so, I mean.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta say, this movie, I would watch this movie again with my wife. She mm-hmm. she watched neither one of these movies.
Have some popcorn and some tea.
I had to watch BBT. Them by myself. But I was
You
sick.
Watched this by yourself? Oh, okay.
I had to watch them in my room by myself, so yeah. I'm just like watching them.
Yeah, she wouldn't let him come out of the room this weekend.
Yeah, she kept me in the cage.
He kept coming down and she kept sending him up.
Yeah,
she even slept on the couch. She slept on the couch. Brad usually sleeps on. So
tonight's her first night back in the bed, and I'm excited.
Oh no!
I'm my wife's house boy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I vacuum with my shirt off at home, Gary. That's my move.
Love that for you.
Anyway,
you gotta remember.
I say movie gold. I'm throwing out movie gold on this. It's got great actors.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Williams makes it really good.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, to hell it is. So to hell it is then.
It's not what that sounded like.
Yeah,
sounded like you said the hell with this.
Oh no, yeah. I didn't say that. Yeah. No,
it's
to
great.
Hell it is. Robin Williams' line when he's telling them they're going to hell for living together and
yeah,
fornicating.
Fornicating.
Anytime they say betwixt, I'm always laughing. Betwixt the. Anyway. For First Lady Movie Torture, Hannah, producer Gary, for my good friend Raj. My name is Brad. We'll see you next week on Movie Torture.